This time I invite the brothers to come on forward. If you would come on up on this side and gather on either side as we'll continue with the rite of installation. Pastor Moss, I would invite you to go ahead and step forward all the way up to here. Hear what the Holy Scripture says concerning the institution of the office of the Holy Ministry. From Matthew chapter 28. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And hear what the Holy Scripture says concerning the responsibilities of the office of the Holy Ministry. From John chapter 21. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." And he said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And Peter said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." And hear what the Holy Scripture says concerning the strength and promise God gives to those in the office of the Holy Ministry. From 2 Timothy chapter 3. "Continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Dear brother in Christ, the Lord grant that you receive and keep these words in your heart so that you may be strengthened and encouraged in your labors. God gathers his church by and around his holy gospel and thereby also grants it growth and increase according to his good pleasure. That this may be done, he has established the office of the holy ministry into which you have been called by the church and have been ordained and consecrated by prayer and the laying on of hands. It is fitting that you should again acknowledge the responsibilities of this holy office in which you are to serve as a pastor of this congregation. So in the presence of this congregation and before our Lord God, to whom you must give an account now and at the last day, I now ask you, do you acknowledge that the Lord has called you through his church into the ministry of word and sacrament?
I do.
Do you believe and confess the canonical books of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired word of God and the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
Yes, I believe and confess the canonical scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the only infallible rule of faith and practice.
Do you believe and confess the three ecumenical creeds, namely the Apostles, the Nicene, and the Athanasian creeds, as faithful testimonies to the truth of the Holy Scriptures, and do you reject all the errors which they condemn?
Yes, I believe and confess the three ecumenical creeds because they are in accord with the Word of God. I also reject all the errors they condemn.
Do you confess the unaltered Augsburg Confession to be a true exposition of Holy Scripture and a correct exhibition of the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church? And do you confess that the Apology of the Augsburg Confession, the small and large catechisms of Martin Luther, the small called articles, the Treatise of the Power and Primacy of the Pope, and the Formula of Concord, as these are contained in the Book of Concord, are also in agreement with this one scriptural faith?
Yes, I make these confessions my own because they are in accord with the Word of God.
Do you promise that you will perform the duties of your office in accordance with these confessions, and that all your preaching and teaching and your administration of the sacraments will be in conformity with Holy Scripture and with these confessions?
Yes, I promise with the help of God.
Will you faithfully instruct both young and old in the chief articles of Christian doctrine? Will you forgive the sins of those who repent? And will you promise never to divulge the sins confessed to you? Will you minister faithfully to the sick and dying? And will you demonstrate to the church a constant and ready ministry centered in the gospel? Will you admonish and encourage the people to a lively confidence in Christ and in holy living?
Yes, I will, with the help of God.
Finally, will you honor and adorn the office of the holy ministry with a holy life? Will you be diligent in the study of Holy Scripture and the confessions? And will you be constant in prayer for those under your pastoral care?
I will, the Lord helping me through the power and grace of His Holy Spirit.
Beloved in the Lord, Holy Scripture says, "Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you," from Hebrews 13. And so you, the members of this congregation, have heard the solemn promise of him called to be your pastor. Will you receive him? Show him that love, honor, and obedience in the Lord that you owe to the shepherd and teacher placed over you by your Lord Jesus Christ. And will you support him by your gifts and pray for him always that in his labors he may retain a cheerful spirit and that his ministry among you may be abundantly blessed? If so, then answer, "We will, with the help of God."
We will.
Will you honor and uphold your pastor as he serves Christ in all his God-pleasing responsibilities? And will you aid him as he cares for his family? Will you be diligent to put the best construction on everything, recognizing that love covers a multitude of sins? Again, I ask you, if so, then answer, "We will, with the help of God." The Almighty and most merciful God strengthen and assist you always. And so I ask you, are you willing and ready to assume this public trust and responsibility?
I am.
Then, Pastor Mark Evan Moss, I install you as pastor of Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now at this time I'd invite the brothers to come forward and give a blessing upon you. It is a custom often that pastors will come and bring a greeting and share a word of scripture and blessing for the brother being installed. So, Mike, go ahead.
As earlier stated in the Gospel of John, God's blessings on you as you go forward to feed the lambs, tend the sheep, and feed the sheep.
Dan. I don't know if that works.
Brother Mark, today is the third Sunday in Advent, and it's the joy Sunday. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, and there's a lot of joy here at Mount Calvary today. May the Lord bless your ministry here among these people. Amen.
Okay. Mark, the source of strength for you and the people here, you've written these words earlier from 2 Timothy chapter 3, and how from infancy you've known the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Brother Mark, from Luke 24, the Son of Man will suffer, and on the third day be risen again, and the repentance and forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed throughout all the world, beginning in Jerusalem. May the Lord grant you the eyes. May our Lord grant you the wisdom and the strength to follow where he has put you. And beginning in this place, in Jerusalem, sharing that good news of repentance, forgiveness of sins.
Brother Brother Mark, I've followed your ministry and been concerned about it, prayed for you for so many years now, and it is a delight to see how God has led you to this place, your man to this time. I want you to remember a blessing, a good word from the book of Romans, where Paul says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, that by the power of the Holy Spirit you might overflow with hope." God's words for you. Amen.
Mark, from Psalm 67, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us. One of the joys of being a pastor is praying continually for your sheep. It's also proclaiming the blessing of the Lord upon them and speaking the truth of God's word powerfully. God grant you His strength to carry that out.
Mark, you probably have a lot of German Lutherans here, but for the Norwegians, Guds fred og lykke til, God's peace and good luck.
Hard to follow that. Brother Mark, you are the under-shepherd of Jesus Christ, the good shepherd. We welcome you here to serve these here, your sheep and His, the people of Mount Calvary. Jesus said a couple thousand years ago, He says it to you today, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple. You will know the truth, and that truth is going to set you free. God bless you.
Mark, I'm an Old Testament scholar, not a New Testament scholar, so my blessing to you comes from the Old Testament. From God Himself, through Moses, to Aaron, a blessing that you have given from God, could have been amazing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and give you grace upon you. The Lord and grant you new joy and His peace. And be sure that that peace abounds in His grace.
Trying to see if we're live. Are we live now? Mark, I have a special greeting. Jesus said, "Tell God thank you." But also for the congregation and for Mark and Sue. From Psalm 34, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together."
Sounds like we have mice. Mark, from the words of 2 Timothy, simply preach the word in season and out of season. God bless you in the ministry.
Words first shared with me, what was it, about 42 years? Do I dare say that? At an ordination service in Ely, Minnesota, words from the prophet Malachi, we don't hear very often, but they speak to the relationship between pastor and people, the relationship that you are the messenger and they the people, and together you work for the Lord. The words of Malachi, who says to you, to the members of Mount Calvary this day, "For the lips of a priest are to guard knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction, for he is a messenger of the Lord of hosts. Remember, you may be his messenger, but the good shepherd is your guide and their guide." God's blessings to you.